This is Brother Wooly of the Church of the Cell Phone. I have a letter from Billy Bob of No Trees, Texas, who asks, does the Church of the Cell Phone have ministers? Yes, indeed, Billy Bob, we call them customer service agents. He goes on to ask, is there a scripture? Well, of course, and you all have it. Some of you may have stuck it away in a drawer. Others of you lost it right after you got your cell phone. And at least one friend of mine is using it to level a leg on his kitchen table. I'm referring, of course, to your cell phone user manual. When you are in need of information on how to conduct your life, and you call customer service, you're told that the call may be monitored. And who might be doing the monitoring? Monitoring occurs at the highest level and is done by an agent of the Archbishop of Minutes in Helsinki, Finland. No self-respecting religious text is ever clear and concise. The cell phone user manual is modeled after the Bible and so is ambiguous at best and has numerous voids in the text that only customer service can fill in. Focus groups were formed to determine the most likely FAQs, and those topics were removed from the index and the text, so you must talk to customer service. They will soothe you with strangely accented jargon and read from the divine call script and make mystic utterances not heard since the time of the Oracle at Delphi. Please note in this poser point diagram I have up showing the keyboard of a typical cell phone with numbered arrows pointing to all the special buttons and connectors. Now, if you are a seasoned user, you can readily see the volume control is labeled as being the earphone jack, and that the mini USB is marked as the charging connection. That's intended to make the supplicant humble and contrite, but it does sometimes provoke madness in a literalist. All religions have great mysteries, and the Church of the Cell Phone has one of the greatest mysteries, which is how to extend the display time. That information isn't in the text, no submenu holds it, and only the Archbishop knows the answer. But I must be frank with you. Every time a new model comes out, he takes a vow of silence that is maintained until that model is obsolete. Now let us all bow our heads in silence and change the wallpaper and ringtone. Perhaps play a game or two before going back to our secular duties.